Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
Hello? Hey, my name is Wilbert. I'm actually with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Nectar County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out with that?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Please let me continue here. So, are you, like, registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are, like, on the right track, or are things on the wrong track for you, or not sure?
I'm not completely sure.
Thank you. Now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County? Is there, like, education issues, poor economy, lack of jobs, air pollution, refining pollution, healthy air, quality of life in general, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living, health care, high taxes and government spending, immigration?
Me, no.
Which one?
Education more than anything.
Education, right. Now, how would you rate...
Or lack thereof in the school system.
Exactly, yep. That's what I heard of a lot there, right, too. Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
I would say good.
Thank you. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I honestly can't answer that.
Okay, not a problem. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Like, you're, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned, or not sure?
Not sure.
Okay. And I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality on life in community. So please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? So offering job opportunities in your field, is that excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Thank you. What about a neutral beauty and physical setting? Is that good, fair, poor, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Great. Public safety and low crime. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Availability of quality health care. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, right? Okay. And public transportation. Is that poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Public transportation, you said, is fair, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Having a vibrant, like, nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Do you think that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
And being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Poor, fair, good, or excellent? You said fair? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. And what about availability of affordable housing? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair.
and a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Is that like excellent, good, or poor?
Fair.
What about quality of the public schools? Poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
And welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. We are at 41%, almost done. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. You could choose excellent, good, fair, or poor. Do you think that Ector County is a good place to live for retirees? Is that would be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And what about for a racial and ethnic minorities? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
What about for young single people? Is that like a good place, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, right? What about families with children?
Fair.
And recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
Excellent, good, fair. Good, right? And what about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good.
And people like you?
Fair.
And people living below the poverty line?
Fair.
And what about immigrants from other countries?
Good.
Thank you. We're at 60% now. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Thank you for your patience. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Okay. And economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you like very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar, right? Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, not too confident, somewhat confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. We are at 70% and almost done. Thank you for your patience. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not familiar.
Not at all familiar.
Okay,
how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Could you repeat those again?
Sure. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? There's very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, and not at all
confident.
Somewhat confident. Somewhat confident, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. How likely are you or immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Is that very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
In your opinion, what is a primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Is that like poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, a great opportunity elsewhere, family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities for them to for their children, poor leadership vision and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and culture opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy, cost of living, illegal immigrations, or others?
Family.
Family reasons, right?
Yeah.
And retirement. Okay, great. And we're at 78% and almost done. Finally, just the last few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you've completed? There's like high school or less, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
High school.
High school, right?
Yeah.
And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Thank you. Now, what is your age? I got 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? There's Hispanic, Asian or other, white, Anglo, black, African American. Okay. Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 39, 40 to 74, or 75 plus?
40 to 74.
40 to 74. And 95%, we're almost done. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time, right? And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male, right. Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. I do thank you for your patience and your participation. Be blessed. Thank you so much, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. I'm fire. That's three.